At least three separate investigations are underway into the Bush administration's handling of the Medicare bill, how the measure got passed, and how it's being sold to the public. The administration was hoping to tout the Medicare bill with its new drug benefit as a major domestic policy achievement for the president. Now that's in some doubt. To sort out the continuing Medicare debate, we've invited in NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, first recap these investigations for us.
Well, there are three separate incidents that are being investigated. The General Accounting Office is looking into a series of videos that the administration has put out that basically have prepackaged television news pieces that some stations have been running, and the GAO is looking into whether it's really clear that these are produced by the government, even though previous administrations have done them, lots of people have done them. Then the House Ethics Committee announced this week that it is launching a formal investigation into allegations that Congressman Nick Smith of Michigan was offered a bribe on the House floor during the now notorious three-hour roll call to get this bill passed in November. Congressman Smith, who actually voted no and continued to vote no, said that shortly after the vote that he was told that money would be given to his son's campaign. His son is running to succeed him. Congressman Smith is retiring. And he was also told that if he did not change his vote, that money would be withheld from his son's campaign. Congressman, shortly after that, recanted, said he didn't really think it amounted to bribe attempts, but the House Ethics Committee is looking into it regardless. Then the third incident goes back to last summer, and a question of whether Medicare's chief actuary, Rick Foster, was threatened with firing by his boss, the then head of Medicare, if he gave his higher cost estimates to Democrats who were seeking them.
Mm-hmm. And these cost estimates were much greater than the administration was representing this Medicare drug bill would cost.
Yes, a limit was set of $400 billion, and that was something that the Republicans, at least, had all agreed to. It was fairly clear from fairly early on that the administration's actuaries were estimating that the bill, as it was being drafted, was going to cost more than that. And when Democrats started looking for those numbers, Republicans started clamping down, not wanting to really let them out. Now, we don't know who's right, whether it's the administration or the Congressional Budget Office, which, by the way, still does say that the bill would cost $400 billion over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. But if members of Congress had been privy to Mr. Foster's numbers, which are higher than those represented by the administration, would they have voted for this bill?
I think it's pretty fair to say that this bill could well have not passed if those numbers had been made public. We've already seen a couple of Republicans this week who voted for the bill only very reluctantly, even they thought that $400 billion was too much, who said that if they'd known that the administration thought it would cost $534 billion over the next 10 years, that's a third higher than the Congressional Budget Office estimate. We've had several members say that they would not have voted for it. Indeed, the vote was so close, that's why it was held open for 3 hours. It took them that long to round up the votes.
Normally a roll call is 15 minutes, right?
15 minutes. And the final Senate vote was not that close, but there was a key budget vote the day before that also was approved only by one vote. So you really only would have needed one or two members to say no, and this bill would not have become law.
What happens to Medicare as a political issue in the presidential campaign in light of these investigations?
Well, there's really two things going on. The Republicans had hoped that this would be their crowning achievement, that they would go out and sort of coast to re-election. This was something seniors wanted, something that they had promised, something that they had delivered. It's not really turning out that way. Seniors, public opinion polls show that seniors are confused by the bill and are not sure that they like it. They don't think it's generous enough. Democrats are doing this partly because it's good politics for the Democrats, making the Republicans look bad. Also because I think the Democrats are really angry with the way they were treated during the process by which this bill was created last year. They were shut out of the conference. They were not given these numbers to which they were entitled. And they're really still angry. So it's a combination of Democrats playing politics, if you will, and basically getting back a little retribution for being mistreated.
NPR's Julie Rovner, thank you very much.
Thank you.